This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday the 13th here at Gillette Stadium. Spooky. Spooky World used to be right out back here, deep in the woods. In fact, you parked there last night for the preseason game,
Paul Berlo. And it was not spooky. A lot of light out there. I was very happy.
I'm happy you did not get assaulted at Spooky World.
I did have thoughts of that as I was walking in to the stadium.
But you made it. You're here.
I did.
And that's all that matters.
And the Patriots made it through their first preseason game.
They are here.
But that's a podcast for another time.
That's right. Instead, we're talking about who's here and who isn't. The week that was. In releases from the Patriots PR department. And we'll look back on August the 6th when the team claimed safety Josh Barrett and released running back Thomas Clayton. Mr. and Mrs. Clayton, don't get too worked up. We have more releases to read. I think you'll like where this goes in the coming releases. August 9th, the Patriots signed guard Darnell Stapleton and cornerback D'Angelo Willingham. They released defensive lineman Adrian Grady and local wide receiver, Brown product, Buddy Farnham. Again, the Stapletons, don't get too excited. You might not like where this release goes. Because on August 11th, the Patriots re-signed running back Thomas Clayton and released guard Darnell Stapleton. The first move, Paul, I want to talk about. Josh Barrett, safety, put on waivers by the Denver Broncos in what is apparently sort of a clerical issue where he was injured, he was going to have surgery, you put him on IR, blah, blah, blah. Apparently there's some unwritten rules where other teams don't claim these types of... The Patriots did. They now have Josh Barrett. He is going to undergo shoulder surgery. Bill Belichick confirmed. He's a two-year veteran, played in 20 games, three starts, 6'2", 225, so certainly would become the biggest safety on the Patriots roster. I mean, he's knocking on the door in linebacker size there. But injured now, but apparently they wanted him for the future. Talk about it.
Well, I think it is interesting in that, you know, the situation the Broncos were in, they've had a lot of high-profile injuries so far in training camp. So my guess is that's what it was just, you mentioned as being a clerical situation. Sounds like they had so many guys that are out, they just needed to get another body on the roster, and they were at the 80 limit with four, five, six guys unavailable. They try to get this guy on waivers because they can't put him on IR until the end of training camp.
Right.
And it came back and bit him in the butt because the Patriots swooped in and picked him up. Sounds like a guy that at least has some playing experience. He was a late-round pick. I want to say a seventh-round pick a couple of years ago for the Broncos. But you
seventh-round pick, yes.
Yeah, you mentioned that he has a couple of starts. You know, might be a guy in 2011 that can contribute for you. You have a situation right now with safety I think you probably feel pretty good about. But you might lose one of those guys depending on your roster situation right now. You have four guys that you probably feel comfortable with Chung and Merriweather, Sanders and McGowan. You know, perhaps one of those guys goes right now, and then next year you're looking, you know, at Barrett to enter into that mix. And
Tank Williams type?
Yeah, you might get, well, I didn't even really think of it that way, but that's interesting too because you talked about him being a little bit bigger. And maybe a Tank Williams type. Bill's
tweener.
Been dying to sort of incorporate an athlete like that into his scheme. He tried it a little bit, I thought, with McGowan last year.
And this
certainly
year,
with Tank Williams.
He's dabbled with James Sanders. He's
three
in those goal line
sets,
packagers,
yeah.
Three safety sets where he's up in the box in a linebacker role maybe. You know, I don't know a ton about Josh Barrett's playing style, but maybe he could be part of that moving forward. Talk about D'Angelo Willingham. Spent some time on the practice squad. Is that strictly an injury issue? You had Will Height down. You have Bodden down. Arrington and Lockett's missed some time.
Terrence Johnson.
Is that just, you know, a guy with some familiarity?
So.
Bring him in, have a body?
I have to think so. He was here early last year, which
yes.
Was, you know, a lot of times when guys spend short amounts of time on the Patriots practice squad, it's generally the middle of the year to the end of the year. He came in, they signed him from elsewhere. I'm not, you know, forgive me for not knowing where he was in camp last year. But he came
been
in
with Tampa, Tennessee, Dallas.
He came in from September 7th. So he
yes.
came in after the final wave of cuts and final rosters were set. The Patriots brought him to the practice squad, but yet he only lasted 2 weeks, which tells me there probably wasn't a ton of interest in the player on the Patriots side. They probably didn't think he fit the way they thought he might. They took a look at him. It didn't work out. So to answer your question, I think it is probably just as an injury. They need a camp body right now, a cornerback that can play with Lockett, Johnson, Will Height, Bodden. Will Height's back now, but the other three guys have still been out. Just a camp body.
Okay, we've dealt with some of these moves at the bottom of the roster, guys on and off the roster. Let's go to the other end. Number one on the roster, and a
Tom
guy
Brady?
That's in the top five, yes. Tom Brady, there's been a lot of speculation that the growing disconnect has been reconnected and things could be imminent with a new contract. I even saw a show this morning here in the local sports media, Comcast Sportsnet, where they were almost surprised that he played last night without the announcement of a contract extension. Michael Felger was leading the charge that he thought for sure him playing meant the deal was done. We've read other things in Michael Silver where people have said it could be done before the end of camp or may not be done by the end of the season. What do you think that's – where is that situation right now? And do you think, you know, pre-Bengals game between now and the end of camp would be a target to get that done?
Yeah, you know, the way I look at it, I think we've all felt all along it's going to get done. But I do think – timetable-wise, it's going to be sooner now. I mean, I think there's too many different reports out there.
A lot of smoke.
That seem to indicate that it's, you know, maybe imminent's not the right word, as Adam Schefter objected to the word imminent, but sooner rather than later, I think. And I think before the start of the regular season. It just makes too much sense to me. Why drag that out? I know Tom is a very focused guy. He's able to sort of compartmentalize these things and not let distractions enter into his play or anything like that. But why have that hanging over him heading into the season? It certainly looks like both sides are eager to get a deal done. I think it gets done in the next month.
Do they need to? Before the season starts. Is it
no.
important?
I think it's important, but I don't think it's vital.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
I do. Now we'll go to another guy who is a top five player on this team, top 10, when he's actually on the team, Logan Mankins. Not on the field for training camp. Has now missed the first preseason game. We've reached a point where we're seeing some other guys. Sean Merriman signed his tender out in San Diego. The other end of the spectrum, Darrell Revis. Who knows what's happening there? The owner says he may not play all year. Any inclination?
They're not going to talk about that anymore,
that's
though.
True. Except maybe on HBO for Hard Knocks. Any inclination as to the Mankin situation? And if, I mean, we saw last night here in the preseason opener, Dan Conley had a nice block on an early touchdown for Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Are they just ready to move on, or do you think there's any impetus for a deal to get done or an agreement, maybe not even a long-term deal, any sort of agreement that could get Mankins here?
Yeah, I have no inside information to add on this. My feeling has sort of remained the same all along. I don't believe Mankins has any desire to return, and I don't believe the Patriots probably feel the desperation to go and significantly up their offer, you know, in an effort to maybe lure him off of his high horse, for lack of a better term. I don't think Logan Mankins is going to be part of the 2010 Patriots.
I agree. I'm not sure Logan Mankins will ever be part of the Patriots again.
No,
I think we
I
may have seen the last
either.
Game that he played here, which is unfortunate, but it's part of the business side of the game. And the business side of the game picked up a little bit last night with game action.
Yeah.
Wanted to touch on a few things from that. First and foremost on my mind, Florida Gators, the good and the questionable. For the good, Brandon Spikes had a tremendous debut, I thought. You wrote about it in the Patriots Football Weekly. That'll be hitting newsstands on Tuesday. Really looked very much at home at inside linebacker in a 3-4, making decisive reads, physical style of play, exploding into blockers and guards. I thought that was all tremendous. The downside for Gators, Jermaine Cunningham, not in uniform, not in action, despite having, to my knowledge, not missed any practice action in camp. What make you of the Gators?
Thrilled with Spikes. You actually got me started last night, you know, just talking, you know.
Well, you know, it's kind of right in my ballpark. Inside
in
linebackers and fullbacks, I got a little,
we
little thing
We sit in the PFW
for
loft and we just throw things out there that catch our eye. And last night Andy was all over Brandon Spikes from the first snap of the game. And that's what sort of led me in that direction. That's why I did end up writing about that. And I totally agree with everything you just said, and that's what I wrote. I thought that he had a terrific debut. Cunningham, I have no idea why he was not in uniform. I can only assume that he got nicked up in some capacity on Wednesday, the last day that they practiced with New Orleans. I hope it was an injury and not, you know, a blown curfew or some sort of discipline thing, because that would be a disappointing start to a rookie's career.
Especially at a position where they can't have disappointments. You know,
they
Marcus,
need him. They need reps out of him.
Morrell had a nice start, had a sack on the third play of the game, was pretty active, got a lot of playing time, obviously, because there really aren't that many bodies out there.
And then, you know, talking to him after the game, Andy, he knew it was a pass right from Jump Street, and he wanted to make sure he got off the rock.
Yes, he is quite a quote. Seems like a very nice man, Mr. Morrell. One side note, Wes Welker did not suit up, did not play. The rest of the bodies that did not play were kind of the guys we've been used to in camp. Names like Warren, Torrey Holt, Gary Guyton, the guys that are banged up.
Should add, there was a radio report here in Boston today, on Friday, August 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Indicated Ty Warren may be out for the season.
Yes. I would not be surprised at that based on what we heard from Bill Belichick earlier
in the
week. I have
no idea what the injury even is, but
he was not day-to-day, according to Bill Belichick.
WEEI, Michael Holly, I believe, of the Dale and Holly show.
Okay.
Speculated that.
And of the inside information from 2 years spent covering this team to write a book.
On the inside, yes.
That's going to do it for another Patriots.com roster report here from Gillette Stadium. It's not always Friday the 13th, but we're here each and every Friday to update you on all the big news, talk of maybe Mankins and Brady in the coming weeks, and the little news, guys like Clayton, Stapleton, Buddy Farnham. We track them all here at Patriots.com. For Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.